excited to welcome the program the Seinfeld Soup Man, Larry Thomas of the Original Soup Man. Larry, thanks for calling. And there's no soup for me, is there?
No soup for you. But actually, there is soup for you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And guess what? I got a great package of soup. My family of I have five kids, and we love the soup, Larry. I love the crab dip.
Oh, good. So
that's what I had last night.
What was the one you had last night?
Crab bisque.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's a good one.
All fantastic.
They're all
a lot
good.
Of the assortment. So, Larry, let's go to the story. Now, tell me specifically enough how you became the Seinfeld Soup Man.
Well, you know, I did the TV show about 21 years ago, and it was based on Al Yeganeh, whose soups you are eating. And, you know, somewhere along the line, the technology came out for Tetra cartons, and that enabled Al to be interested in mass producing his soup, because before that, like, he never would have canned it. You know, he's too interested in it tasting as good as it could taste and having the finest ingredients. But that Tetra Pak technology, you put really fresh ingredients in it. It has a shelf life of like 2 years. And
yeah.
That interested him. So, you know, he put together this team. And one day we were doing an appearance at the Brooklyn Cyclones. The Original Soup Man company was there. I was there doing my own thing. And, you know, we all noticed how everybody thinks that the soup is mine. And
right.
So we thought, you know, I'd be the perfect spokesman, wouldn't I? So we just got together on that, and, you know, and because I love the soup, too, it was a good kind of fit for me to be able to talk about something, you know, soup that I really love.
Yeah, and then so basically after you did that Seinfeld episode, you guys didn't connect at first. You connected afterwards because you always were being labeled – the Original Soup Man then, right? Because of that episode.
Right. So
now,
you know,
so Larry, now as an actor,
a natural idea.
Yeah. Larry, now as an actor, did you ever think once that one role you'd be typecast like that forever in a way?
Yeah. Well, I'm not typecast. That's kind of a, I don't know. That's a myth. I've done many other roles. If you look at my IMDb, you'll see many different projects. It doesn't include all the stage I've done. But I've rarely played characters like the one I played on Seinfeld. I get to play all different stuff. I just did a Lifetime movie where I played a father of a kid that was in trouble, and the father's out of work, and he can't afford to pay the lawyer. And, you know, just a normal American guy. So I'm not at all typecast. I get to do lots of other stuff.
So basically, Larry, meaning not typecast, meaning that this role would make you money, and it would continue just one guest appearance, almost, like, maybe two of that, right?
Well, I was in the finale as well.
Amazing situation and dream for you to be able to promote the soup and stuff, right, Larry? And get this opportunity to go out and meet all these people.
Yeah, you know, because it's a wonderful product, so it's easy to be able to promote it. Because, you know, when I say it's the best soup on any soup aisle in any supermarket, I mean it. I honestly believe it.
And I believe it too. I love the crab bisque and everything like that. And it's something that is definitely great. And people can come meet you all the time when you go out and promote, like especially in New York sometimes, right, Larry?
Right. In New York, you could come to the Original Soup Stand at 55th and 8th Avenue and find me there from time to time. And, you know, many supermarkets throughout the country, because we're in so many different supermarket chains. We're in Kroger's and Safeway's and H-E-B and Publix and Winn-Dixie and Fairway's and ShopRite and so many supermarkets.
Definitely, absolutely, and the brand continues to live on for sure. I know today you're in Philadelphia. You've done some TV. You've done all this radio. Tell us specifically what you're going to be doing in the appearances today for our listeners out there.
Well, for the rest of the day, we've got three different Acme supermarkets. And there's one in Paoli where I'm going to be from 11 to 12. There's one in Devon where I'm going to be from 12:30 to 1:30. And then one in Goshen where I'm going to be from 2 to 3. And I'm just going to be signing, autographing soup cartons and taking photo ops and yelling at people randomly or when they ask me to.
Absolutely. Oh, that's got to be a lot of fun. And you do this across the country, some of these events, Larry?
Yes. Been to many different cities with many planned. But we've just been all over, from Michigan down to Texas, over to Orlando, Florida, Tennessee, Georgia, we've even done it in L.A. Washington and Oregon, you name it.
Wow. And you've become this brand for sure. How much are you recognized? You talked about you're not typecast as an actor. How much are you recognized as that person in the airports and different things from doing this part?
Well, I do get recognized. You know, I do have people that see me and they remember the face that they probably just seen on a rerun of Seinfeld. And so I do get recognized for that. But it's good for the soup because it gives it an entertaining factor. I mean, the soup doesn't need me. The soup sells itself, you know, as you experienced yourself. But I guess it's fun to have a little entertainment factor along with a good product, you know. I always say people might come to meet me, but they come back for the soup.
Exactly. So best place we can find information on the original Soup Man and also your Twitter and all those things. Where can we go, Larry?
Well, the original Soup Man has their own website, originalsoupman.com. They also have a Facebook page and Twitter, all under Original Soup Man. And, you can find out everything you need from there.
And you have a Twitter account as well, too, Larry, right? You have a Twitter as well, right?
Yeah. It's at Real Soup Nazi. But
all right.
The soup is also for sale even on Amazon, besides the Original Soup Man website.
Yeah, so people can pick that up on Amazon. And know what's so great about that, Larry, is the fact that, you know, so many people have Amazon Prime, so how quickly they can go ahead and get free shipping and get that soup to their house tomorrow. So that's the greatest thing, wherever they're listening in the United States area. And we're all over the world as well, Larry. So I'm sure people all over the world remember this coin phrase one more time. So I'm getting in line, Larry, for the soup right now, and I'm asking, too many questions. What are you going to say to me, Larry?
No soup for you.
And I'm not going to be able to come back again, Larry, am I?
Well, with the Soup Man soups, you can always come back.
But with Larry Thomas, we don't know. So, Larry, thanks for calling. Thanks for taking the time. Enjoy your tour, and hope someday you guys come to Pittsburgh. If you do, then I'm going to come and give you a one-on-one interview in Pittsburgh. Got to come to the greatest city in Pennsylvania. That's Pittsburgh. But thanks again, Larry, for calling, and thanks for coming on the show.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.